Bruce Beck here with head women's ice hockey coach Molly Engstrom from the University of Maine. Coming off a weekend where you entertained the a really good Boston College team filled with a lot of players that will be playing a lot of international level. And while the score on the Saturday game might look a little lopsided, you played them actually pretty tough, outshot them both nights.
Yeah, they were a good team. I think they moved up now. I think they're number 11.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were when they came in, 13, I think.
13 or 12, yeah.
But yeah, they've been playing good hockey. They were on a 5-game win streak as they came in here. I think we played them really tough on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I was disappointed in our second game. I'm not sure if the girls thought, oh, yeah, we did that. We can hang, you know,
yeah.
And then kind of took their foot off the gas a little bit. I don't think they realized maybe potentially how hard they worked and how focused they were in on Friday night to make it as successful as a competition as we did. So came out real slow on Saturday night, yeah. And got punished for it, and then started to play with a little bit more pace after that. But they're a good team.
Yeah, one of the things that that really was a problem, I think you'd agree, is that you'd get a shot from the point and hits a shin pad, and Boston College is off the other way on an odd man rush. They just they're like I don't know, like a dog to meat. You know, that puck is loose,
yeah.
And they fly. They've got a lot of speed. I don't know that they're faster than you are, but they've got a lot of speed and they've got a lot of talent. They also from Pomp, they got great goaltending.
Right.
I mean, she's always been pretty good, but I thought it was the best I'd ever see Palmer play. And you got really good goaltending for the most part, too. I mean,
yeah.
And Lotnin's had to play game after game. She's really improved to the casual, you know, fan. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think the way that we look at it is if we can keep a team within 2 goals, we'll give ourselves a chance,
yep.
To win the game. And I think Kia's done a pretty good job of that. She let a squeaker in on Friday night.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, she's picking off 2-on-1s on the back door.
Yeah.
Really great, like high grade A chances. So that's something that we need to take a look at as a team. I think she gives us a chance to win the game.
Yeah, BC liked a lot of those backdoor plays. You
mm-hmm.
get the puck in the zone, you just see that forward creeping around the net. I'm screaming, backdoor,
yeah.
You know. Now, you're going down to Northeastern, and we've had this funny relationship with Northeastern over the years when they're expected to win and then Maine beats them,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes when Maine probably should have won and Northeastern pulled it off. Tough place to play. But they don't have the dominant goaltending they've had in the past. There's no Aaron Frankel sitting back there. And they don't have as many dominant players, but they're still a pretty damn good team.
Oh, yeah. And I think they're starting to find their way right now. Got a couple of young players, Morgan Jackson, who's a freshman this year. She played with Michaela Border up in Shawnigan. And then Eloise Caron is a high talent,
yeah.
Player. Shannon is big. She's got to be 6 feet tall, silky hands.
She is big.
Yeah. And then their goaltender just shut out UConn last week. So, I mean, you know, UConn's ranked right now. Northeastern's receiving votes. When you talk about transition, we're going to see the same thing this week,
yeah.
Against Northeastern, just hopping off the line and being opportunistic on the turnovers. So I told it, tried to tell the girls, like, it's not going to get any easier after we got, you know, through Providence College and then Vermont, and we're going to see that this weekend.
Well, and one of the things that you and I talked about several weeks ago is the difference you expect between the 15th ranked team and the 6th ranked team. But I tell you, Colgate didn't look better than BC to me.
No.
And I rewatched some of that Colgate game not long ago. I was stuck in my TV somewhere. I watched some of it. I mean, they're a very good team, obviously,
yeah.
Very talented, very deep. Boston College looked to be, I mean, I wouldn't want to, if I were a betting man, and I'm not, I wouldn't want to take the odds on either of them beating the other. So it's got to be that the girls have got to be learning the pace of this game better just from who you've played.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the end of the day, I want, you know, I love this game because it's dynamic. I love, it's an incredible game. So providing them the opportunity to understand what that's like and pushing, helping them push themselves to the limit, to play the game properly, to make fast decisions. You don't really, you're not really able to execute on that unless you're in that kind of environment. Yeah. So these girls have seen a lot of good hockey so far. And like I said, as we go into Northeastern, I mean, we're obviously watching a video on Wisconsin already. That's 2 weeks away,
yeah.
3 weeks away. But, you know, that's premier hockey. And, you know, the University of Maine from Jude is like, we want to make Maine the premier destination for men's and women's hockey. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to show you premier.
Yeah.
This is what premier women's hockey looks like. So it's not only for, you know, it's for the growth of the game. It's yep. for, you know, like I said, putting these young girls, women in front of some really good players and then seeing what they want to do with it. Ultimately.
Yeah, I was so impressed when I found out Wisconsin was coming because I think not only does it will the fan base get to see
yeah.
you know, the best of the best and the players, but I think also, you know, anybody that's involved in athletics at Maine is going to get this understanding. I mean, football has to do it every year. They play an FBS team every year. They go out and play Oklahoma, for God's right. sakes, right? And they acquit themselves pretty well. And people say, oh, well, that's a really good thing. I think that when people see just how good Wisconsin is and
yeah.
and how deep they are and how fast they play the game, they'll begin to understand that, you know, what you're doing. I mean, you've got some great young players. You've
yeah.
got 16, 17 young players. And one of the things, in talking to the girls after the game Saturday, a lot of them were saying, well, you know, yeah, we're getting better, but we got to get better at this. We got to get better at that. They now understand the mission.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's been probably the biggest focus of the year for you.
Yeah. I full-heartedly think that they are learning.
Oh, yeah.
And starting to understand what it really takes from strategy, from a systematic standpoint. Not only preparing yourself physically, which is a conversation we've had to have,
yeah.
What that looks like in elevating yourself physically, and then mentally.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, when we play a good game against BC on Friday, give ourselves a chance to win the game, you got to put it away.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you can't come out on Saturday and, like I said, kind of tap yourself on the back and say that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a grind every single night. So that's what's exciting. The grind is hard, obviously, but I do believe they're learning and they're growing.
I remember a coach of mine saying to me one time, Bruce, there are no good losses. Mm-hmm. You can say what you want to take away from it. You can talk about what went right, but there are no good losses.
Yeah.
And I think when that mentality takes over, it makes a big difference.
Right.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck down at Matthews Arena, and I am looking forward to talking to you again next week, Mom.
Awesome. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Coach.